Hey, is it Aaron Stolpe?
Yep.
Hey, Aaron. Justin Ellingson, National Director with Family Here, just calling in response to your cover letter and resume, or you fill in the blank of field recruit. So-and-so asked me to give you a buzz to share what we do and the position we have available. So I always like to ask, Aaron, what's missing or why are you looking?
Well, currently selling cars, just tired of working 6 days a week, 9 a.m. till 9 p.m. You know, I'm just not really having any of the flexibility to be able to spend with friends or family, working pretty much every holiday. And it's good money, but a lot of times it's politics as well.
Yeah, I hear that a lot, actually, from people that come from, you know, car sales. And that's why I love coming here. You know, because they don't mind working hard and they like dealing with people, but they want to be able to have their life and their weekends back. So what's the biggest thing you're looking for out of a career?
I think a big thing is just advancement. Right now, it's like I said, it has a lot to deal with politics to where only the people that play the game get the promotions. So it's kind of one of those things where you can almost prove yourself too valuable as a salesperson to where they can't take you off the floor. So, and then also just flexibility with schedule. My wife has a cabin up north and I've only been there three times over the past 3 years. So,
jeez. Yeah. Well, that's the exciting part about Family Heritage. I mean, Aaron, we're a 29-year-old company that's expanding rapidly in your area. Our products offer financial support to people fighting with things like cancer, heart attacks and strokes, accidents, injuries. So we're looking for someone who wants a professional career, but also has a passion for helping people. And Aaron, really good candidate for me, has three things. One is a disciplined work ethic. I have no time or interest in micromanaging people. And I'm not hiring somebody to sit in a cubicle around the corner from me. So just need to know that you get your work done without being heavily supervised. The second is somebody who's teachable and coachable. We're one of the fastest growing organizations in the United States in a billion-dollar company. So we teach people how to succeed at a high level very quickly. So someone will take that coaching and really run with it. And the last one is just an ownership mindset. Aaron, I tell people, if you're looking for just a job to pick up a paycheck, this isn't the spot for you. However, if you want to sell the best product on the market and grow generational wealth, this is a spot for you. Do those three things sound like you?
Absolutely.
Aaron, what would you say is your greatest professional strength?
I would say just being able to communicate with people, you know, not necessarily convincing people, just being able to talk to them, find need, and be able to help them through it, especially with car sales. You know, you can't just pitch the car you want to sell them. Sometimes you got to figure out, okay, what's best for their needs, and then be able to show them why it suits it.
Perfect. Yep. We're that's really important. People have a misconception that sales is just, you know, selling somebody something versus simply finding a need and fulfilling it. Well, I guess, Aaron, if you were me, why would you interview you?
Just past track record. I've always been top in sales for whatever I've done. You know, it's one of those things where I hate being the new guy. So I'm motivated to get as good as I can, as quick as I can, to be able to succeed.
Well, I'd agree, Aaron. It definitely makes sense to move forward in the interview process. And here's why, you know, just first off, the biggest thing you're looking for, you'll be able to find here. And secondly, is just like you said, your track record of success. And we found that people that are successful in that spot, absolutely are going to be able to apply that here. So what does your schedule look like tomorrow?
Tomorrow is actually my off day. So I have pretty much open from about 10 till 2.
Okay. Well, let's see here. I have availability at 11. So let's do that. And so for the first initial interview, Aaron, I actually, would you agree if you're going to sell something, you're going to want to sell something that matters?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so you have to see our product and how it makes a tremendous impact on people's lives, and also what top performers look like. Because if those things do or don't add up, it's better to find out sooner rather than later, because we're looking for a specific type of person. We had some information I'm going to put together that's going to send over to you an email to make sure and watch that before our interview. Because Aaron, if we're going to carve out time, I want to make sure that tomorrow we're talking about the specifics of what your career can look like 2 years, 5 years, 10 years down the road, not just the basics of the company. Does that make sense?
Yep, makes perfect sense.
Yeah, I mean, I hate having to send somebody a video to watch, but again, at the same time, just with your busy schedule and mine as well, I want to make sure that we're not just talking about the basics and we're really diving in to more of the specifics. So I'll zip that over to you and look forward to seeing you tomorrow at 11 o'clock.
Thank you.